The Snake Guide, Deliverance from Sin and Condemnation by All Nations Gospel Publishers. Sin is deliberately breaking the law of God, in thought, word or action. It is rebellion against a holy God, our Creator. It is a fearful, ugly, deadly snake. Just as a bite from a snake is deadly, so the result of sin is death, not only physical death but eternal separation from God. We must look at sin as it is in reality, as God looks at it, and not as the devil, who is the originator of sin, would have us look at it. Satan, who is a liar from the beginning, presents sin in such an appealing and tempting way, that it easily captivates people. If people could see the true nature of sin, they would hate and despise it, or even try to exterminate, kill, it in the same way as they would a snake. Sin is a hideous monster. It ruins the individual as well as entire nations. It is our bitterest and most cruel enemy. It is foolishness to think that you can play with sin, for sooner or later it will bite you and ruin you forever. A certain warden at a snake park, who was physically a strong man, arrived at work half drunk one cold winter morning. The snakes were all curled up and stiff from the cold. The warden picked up one of the most poisonous snakes and placed it under his shirt against his chest. "You poor thing," he said, "I will warm you up." He held it tightly against his chest. The snake did warm up and out of gratitude bit him. In spite of all the injections the doctor had given him, within half an hour he was dead. In the past I had pleaded with him to give his life to God and also warned him not to play with snakes, but without effect. You cannot carry sin in your heart and not be bitten. No wonder God hates sin with all the hatred it deserves, for it plunged humanity as well as God's creation into utter misery, sorrow, and despair. It caused the death of Jesus Christ the Son of God, on the cross of Calvary. Before God created the world, God in His great love made a perfect plan of salvation and deliverance for man. Jesus, His only Son, was made sin for us, so that we could become righteous before God by believing in Him and His sacrificial death on Calvary. Sin is ugly, degrading, sickening, cruel, selfish, defiling and enslaving. It torments its victims night and day and plunges them into an eternal hell. As an example, look what alcohol does to a man, who has been made in the image of God. It makes him a peacock, a monkey, a lion, and finally a pig. When a person becomes drunk, the spirit of pride and recklessness take hold of him. He squanders his money while his wife and children starve. He drinks more and begins to brag and act like a monkey. He keeps on drinking and feels so strong and bold as a lion and fights with everyone, even beating and killing his own loved ones. The burning fire of alcohol increases his thirst and affects his mind. His head begins to go round and causes him to stagger about, and finally he wallows in the mud like a pig. Such a man will land in an eternal hell if, by the grace of God, he does not repent and call on God to deliver him through Jesus Christ. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, not even one. Romans 3 verse 10 and 23. The soul who sins is the one who will die. Ezekiel 18 verse 4. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from every sin. 1 John 1 verse 7 to 10. God loves sinners. God loves the sinner, but hates sin. He is anxious to separate the sinner from sin. Jesus did not come to call the self-righteous, but sinners to repentance. Matthew 9 verse 13. He came to look for and save those who are lost. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 verse 8. John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus coming, said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." John 1 verse 29. He not only came to forgive us our sins, but to take them away, to deliver us from its power and dominion and to set us free from the law of sin which forces us to do what we would not and prevents us from doing the good we would like to do. How good it is when a man, or woman, comes to the place where he realizes that he is a lost sinner and cannot set himself free. Romans 7 verse 18 to 23. He will then cry out, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me?" Romans 7 verse 24. In looking to Jesus, who carried his sins and sicknesses in his own body on the cross, he will be able to say, "I thank God because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death." Romans 8 verse 2. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires, for sin shall not be your master because you are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6 verse 12 to 14. Our faith in Jesus Christ is the victory that overcomes the world. The one who overcomes the world, and its sin, is the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, who took away our sins by his death on the cross. 1 John 5 verse 3 to 5 and 12 and 18. Jesus not only came to redeem us with his blood and cleanse us from all sin, he also came to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, to endue us with power from on high. He makes us conquerors over sin, the flesh and Satan, and gives us the crown of life and of glory. James 1 verse 12, 1 Peter 5 verse 4 and Revelation 2 verse 3 and 10 to 11. To him who overcomes I will give the right to sit with me on my throne just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelation 3 verse 21. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, and will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 12 verse 9 and 20 verse 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. Numbers 21 verse 8 to 9. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3 verse 14 to 16. Have faith in God. Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Acts 16 verse 31. Written by J. Argeschwendt. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.